Radio Network.
WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If you're the man, what the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. And if you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw! If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Chat, we learned some things tonight on Monday Night Raw 1. It is day 1. Hold up your finger. Number 2, you do in fact hinder the gender. And 3, somebody wants to sit at the table and not just at a regular seat, but at the head of it. We'll talk all about it. It is day 1, Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, twitch.tv/WTRLiveChat. If you have that Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. You support the channel by clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, and for like 2 more days, subs are like 25% off. Regular, gifted, 25% off to like January 3rd, so if you want. I don't push, I just tell you what they tell me to
God
tell you.
Oh, goddammit.
I'm just telling you what they tell me to tell you about the things that they like to do.
Sub, goddammit. Sub.
There you go. Anywho, we'll talk all about the other things. You can use creator code RocketSocker, Lindsay Morton in the Fortnite item shop, or Epic Game Store, because hashtag Epic Partner. From what I hear, you can't see him as in the shop, but you can't see him, but he's in the shop. Do.
It's an invisible skin.
Pay to win. Pay to fucking win, as the kids say. Anyway, we're back. It's the first post show, and I don't know how long, but we're here.
I was going to say, it's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute, because I had to make the scene today to do this show, so that's how long I know it's been. It's been at least 3 weeks since we were able to do a Raw post show. Holidays, new computer, all that fun stuff. But we're kicking off the new year, right? I'm the producer. That's Lindsay Ward. Here to talk about Monday Night Raw. Holy hell.
You know, there are ways to kick off the year. There's a way to do a teaser. There's a way to do a lot of things. And I will give WWE 1,000% credit. They know how to do all of them, because God damn, they gave us a show tonight. Like, they were like, this is January 1st. This is important. We're going to make it exciting. We're going to make it fun. We're going to set shit up. Because guess what, bitches? It's WrestleMania season. Get in, hold on, because here we go.
Because there is only day 1, one time a year, and it was tonight. Monday Night Raw kicked off with a grudge match 5 years in the making. And this one got bloody. Nia Jax, Becky Lynch, 1v1. On Monday Night Raw.
I'm kind of surprised they did this on a Monday Night Raw, but this was a good match. It got violent.
It got violent. It was
as
good.
As it should.
Best Nia Jax match I've seen in
ever.
Forever. But Becky Lynch is the man, and that proves why she is the man. She was able to drag a good match out of Nia Jax. Nia Jax played her part really well in it, and Nia Jax got the win.
Yeah, she did. Setting her up to be a strong contender for the Women's Royal Rumble. They were talking her up. I believe she's entered, so...
She is fact entered. She entered a couple weeks ago on Monday Night Raw when Becky Lynch also announced that she is also in the Royal Rumble. So we're setting up a grudge situation heading into the Royal Rumble match itself, and we'll probably get another match between these two women probably after the Royal Rumble, one would assume, or they could do it at the Royal Rumble itself, have them have a match and also be in the Royal Rumble match, because that has happened before a long time ago, mainly with guys, but we can do it with the girls as well. So that should be something to look forward to here in the distant, near not so distant future between Nia Jax and Becky Lynch, because the story's not over. Becky's got to get her win over Nia.
She does. She got to get her W. But yeah, these two were probably in the best spot for the whole night because Raw was going up against the Rose Bowl. It was a highly competitive game. I don't know about anybody else, if anybody else was watching both, but Nia and Becky were in the best position because they went they were on
They were on first and at the end of the other game.
Yeah, at the end of the other game. So they were able to get that crowd that was potentially crossing over, but that was a really good football game. I just have to say that. And the Texas-Washington game is really good, too. It's tied, in case anybody's curious.
In case anyone is curious. Another big championship match happened on this show. It was for the Women's World Heavyweight title. It was Rhea Ripley, Ivy Nile.
God, this was good.
They did good things for Ivy Nile. She came out. She showed up. She performed like a great competitor. They put her over tremendously. They had the Creed to walk her out. Rhea was great in this one. Rhea retained. Not anyone is surprised by that outcome. But Ivy Nile was put on the map in this type of situation. She delivered the performance she needed to on this night.
They made sure she looked good in defeat. That they're building her up to be a credible challenger for Rhea. There was a lot of animosity in this. They were nasty with each other. Ivy looked good. Rhea made her look good. It wasn't like, oh my god, this is amazing, but this was a very, very good start for these two to build a rivalry, because I feel like that's what you can do between them is build a legit rivalry, because if anybody could take Rhea, it's Ivy. And you just have them sort of like going back to this time and time again if they need to.
You know, but you were there when they first had their first match. So 3 years from now, when they've done it a couple more times, you go like, I remember the first. Now we're on their third, and it's like 2 years later. It's even better. That's what they hope from this type of situation. Also on this show, Shayna Baszler and Zoe Stark took on Tegan Nox and Natalya. Shayna and Zoe got the win, probably setting them up in line for a future tag team title match. We also had a situation with the tag team champions in the club. Got interrupted by Chelsea and Piper in the club. Got a drink thrown in the club. That was fun. It was different.
It's a unique presentation, and we'll talk about it more on Thursday, but there's been a changing of the guard in terms of production. So
In 2 weeks. We'll talk about it in 2 weeks.
In 2 weeks, yes. There's a changing in the guard in production, but this could be the beginning of the handoff and the changeover and people maybe doing things a little bit differently.
That was like an NXT segment.
I know, it felt very JB, didn't it?
It did, a little bit JB Borash. It had a different feel to it, which is fine, which is what you need on this show. Like, speaking of production things, Cole and Barrett in the ring hyping up the show to start off Monday Night Raw. Was different.
That was cool.
That was cool. Kofi Kingston and Jey Uso took on Ludwig Kaiser and Giovanni Vinci. Match ended with a referee's decision. Kofi hit a dropkick. Vinci stayed down, and the trainer quickly got in the ring and called off the match because of an injury. Hopefully Giovanni is okay. I would assume they stopped it for concussion because that's what they're trained to do now. Is like, if they see it, they stop it.
Yeah.
They don't let anything. You don't want it to go any further than it does there. So that was the right call made by everyone involved.
I will say this, Kofi's shorts were a little weird.
Well, you know, Kofi's a little weird at times, so it fits.
I know, but it fits, like it works. It's just you're so used to like seeing him in the New Day stuff now that it's like when he's not in it, you're like, oh, this is strange.
A little bit strange.
They're just shorts.
It is time for Ms. TV. Special guest, the Judgment Day. They didn't come out, but R-Truth did. They know the newest member of Judgment Day.
God, he's doing this so well.
He's doing this so well. He's the most likable one, says The Miz. And he got to, you know, he looking for, he was, Miz was wondering if he's seeing invisible people again. Is little Jimmy here? And like, no. But he had something to do. He wanted to do first. He's been waiting all year to do this. All rise for the Judgment Day. And the people got up off our feet. He says he's a very busy man. Miz wanted to know what his role was. It's like, I'm doing PR work. And last week did administrative work. Nobody likes the Judgment Day. And he's trying to make them more likable to everybody. This brought out Dom and JD. Dom said this all needed to end. McDonough said he's not a member of Judgment Day. But JD is also not a member of the Judgment Day, as he lost the Miracle on 34th Street match, or the Street Fight match, a couple weeks ago on Monday Night Raw. Every time Dom started talking, they would get booed. Even in his hometown, he's getting booed. Miz brought out how over Dom was with the fans with the microphone in his hands. He responded to Dom, said, "Hey, the only memory of Dom from 2023, oh, because Dom was trying to talk about how Gunther whooped his ass in 2023. Miz responded with, well, you got spanked by your father, which got a big reaction from the crowd, and then got whooped around the country on the holiday tour by CM Punk. Lindsay, we mentioned house show results on television.
Oh my God.
Wow, it's been forever. Basically, they set up a tag team match between The Miz and R-Truth, the reunited awesome Truth, taking on Dom and JD. And Truth was wondering, so am I teaming with Dom? Because I'm not teaming with JD. And then, oh, it's a strange bedfellows match. And did a whole wink to Dom. He's still working for the Judgment Day. Anyway, there was a moment in the match where Truth was like gonna, Miz was being held and he was gonna hit Miz because, you know, he's working with Judgment Day. And Dom's like, hit him. Miz ducked. He hit JD. Or it hit Dom. Miz and R-Truth end up winning. That was fun.
R-Truth is playing this part so perfectly.
He is playing it so perfectly.
It's so good, but yeah, the match was good. The match was fun, but yeah, R-Truth is just absolutely owning it. And I love him for it.
So, talk about the World Heavyweight title match here in a moment, but we gotta talk about the biggest story of Monday Night Raw. They teased it over the weekend that a former WWE champion would be returning to Monday Night Raw. Everyone was wondering who it could be.
Can I just say that, by the way, up until this point, we had had several former WWE champions on this show.
Returning.
I know, but it was just like, well, I mean, technically they've already fulfilled on it, so there you go.
Yes, but the phrasing was returning to Monday Night Raw. So, we had all the setup. Samantha Irvin, it's time for the return of a former WWE champion. Everyone's on the gets up off their feet. They're waiting. They're ready to pop. Jinder Mahal's music play, and you just saw like the biggest burst of a balloon pop in the building. Like, huh?
You could hear the raging. It was great. It's so good.
It's him. It's Jinder Mahal.
Who grew his hair back? He grew his hair back. Everybody, it looked really nice.
Here's Barrett's line. Oh, this is exactly what I was hoping for, Cole. It wasn't what Cole was thinking. It wasn't what anyone was thinking was happening. He said, he asked if they had the audacity to be disappointed. He's a past and future WWE champion. The only thing disappointing was that this was once a great nation of the United States of America. He disrespected the United States multiple times. He did our anthem in Punjabi thinking anyone would know it, and then mocked us for not knowing that he did it, and we booed our own national anthem.
I mean, to be fair, we do that when
we do that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. He kept running down at us in Punjabi, and he's ready to tell the rest of the world what the fans, what he thinks of them. And then If You Smell played over the PA system, as out walked The Rock. The building, the roof blew off of it.
I was going to say, that is now a stadium. Congratulations to San Diego, because the roof is gone.
The roof is, in fact, gone, because they You thought the boom burst like 5 minutes beforehand? It inflated really quickly, and boy, oh boy, did they just pop. Holy shit.
Now, I will say the anticipation was very, very high because of specific image from one of the bowl games got leaked where it's Dwayne shaking somebody's hand, and in the background is Nick Khan, like right in the center of the photo, clear as day.
So it was in fact it was a TikTok or a tactic with the kids. With the kids like the TikToks. It was a
It
video,
was the
social.
TikTok?
It was a social media video of him shaking hands with Lee Corso from College Game Day, because The Rock was on College Game Day and talking about the UFL. No more. There's no more XFL. It's now the UFL because it's merch. Anyway,
Yeah.
story for a different day and a different time. Probably in 10 days on the when the Rock returns to talking about news on the 11th. Yeah.
Because we're doing other things this week.
We have doing other things this week, but we have a whole sheet of news. It's just piling.
It's
It's
going to
gonna
be a
be
news
great.
show,
It's just
y'all.
gonna be all news all the time that on the 11th. Get ready. It's a month worth of news. Anywho, so he was talking about so he was there with talking with Lee Corso, and then there was Nick Khan right in the middle of the video, like, oh, so why is Nick Khan not at the building he's in at the Rose Bowl? Rawls in San Diego. Anywho, he accompanied Dwayne to San Diego. So the Rock's in there. He goes, "You're in trouble tonight." Rock said Mahal was right about one thing, and him not being about being the Iron Sheik. And then he did a Sheiky Baby impression, called him a no good jabroni bastard. Jinder then mocked the idea of The Rock being the people's champion. He said, "The Rock's not ashamed, but he's damn proud to be the people's champion. He's also damn proud to be American." And finally, The Rock has come back to San Diego. Rock said the fans don't boo Mahal because of how he looks or how he talks or because he speaks Punjabi. And he does a thing where he's talking to a Sheik. "I'm going to tell him, you're just the biggest asshole walking God's green earth." So this plays back to the best of SmackDown. They showed The Rock's bit. They cut out the one part that they of The Rock's bit that it couldn't air on television, the asshole part. Keep that in mind. They got the word asshole over on television tonight because they're on cable. Keep that. We'll get back to that in a second. He talked about Mahal's resting bitch face, or he had an angry asshole face. Rock assumed that Mahal was angry because he's not funny and no one likes him. Rock said if Mahal was in one of his movies, it would be Baywatch. Mahal said he didn't see Baywatch. Rock said, "Well, no one else did either." And then he asked Mahal if he why he didn't see it, and then he said, "It doesn't matter." Rock took issue with Mahal insulting the United States. Said if it's not a joke, it's not a joke to him or the fans. The Rock said it's not a joke that Mahal can grab a microphone and run down the country because it's a freedom of speech. He can't. Brock said he can't do it without freedom of consequence. From The Rock. The Rock knows Mahal goes by the modern day Maharaja, but from this day forward, he'll be known as the Day One Douchebag.
That got over.
And this is where we got a Day One Douchebag chant. One side going Day One, the other side going Douchebag. This is why The Rock sometimes just belongs on cable and not broadcast television.
Yep.
This was over, like, it was so good.
Jinder sold the shit out of this. Like, full props to Jinder on this as well. But yeah, The Rock, there is only one Rock, and he knows what he's doing.
And then he said, "You love the national anthem so much, he's going to sing you a verse. The Rockets' red glare, San Diego's aware that you're jacked as hell, but your balls still aren't there. You are an angry, toxic douchebag who clearly has no class, so you left The Rock no choice but to whoop your candy ass." We had a fight break out between Jinder Mahal and The Rock. The Rock laid the smack down with the spine buster, and then the most electrifying move in all sports entertainment, the people's elbow. The Rock told the fans he loved them, wished them a happy new year. But before he goes, he was going out to eat in San Diego. He said he was hungry, but where should he go to get something to eat? He asked the crowd, "Well, should I go sit in a booth? Should I sit at the bar? I really love the bar.
Say the bar got a little bit of a cheer.
Or should I sit at the head of the table?"
Boom.
There's your line. There's your moment.
There
There's your
it
head. There's your headline. They acknowledged it. It's happening. Where? To be determined. But it's coming.
Likely WrestleMania, but
I mean, most likely, yes, but if a certain country has their way, they're trying to pull strings for it to happen there. But we'll see what happens when it happens.
If it
But
happens.
because Australia kind of wants it,
I mean, here's the thing. If Australia's willing to pay for it, go off.
Or they're at least trying to get him to show up there. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, it's coming. They finally agreed to it. There's time in the schedule for it.
Now here's the question. Will the title be involved or not?
That's another question. It's all up in the air. Going to be Crazy Rock versus Roman in Australia rumors. That's where it's going to be a chamber. Okay, so while it's a cool idea, like I like that you could do Rock and Roman in Australia. You don't do his final match in Australia. I find it hard to do his final match in Australia, though. That's the weird part about it. It's, I know he likes weird, random things, like make history. I just, to me, personally, having his last match be in Australia, I have a hard time seeing that. But that's me. It could happen that way. And if it happens, great. But I would think he would want it to be in the States for more of his people to see his final match.
Well, I mean, to be fair, he can fly him over.
I'm talking about people in the States, not his family. States, his fan base here.
He can still fly us all over. He has the money.
He can, if he wants to fly us all over to Australia to see, fill it out 100,000 people. Yeah, that's great. We'll all go. We'll all jump on the plane, the plane and go. Yeah, you want that kind of match in WrestleMania? Yeah, have it in WrestleMania. I got no problem with it because I'm going to break this down because, and I don't have much time to do so, but I'm going to break it down in the simplest terms. John Cena and Austin Theory. Is John Cena and Austin Theory? Roman Reigns and The Rock. One's up here, can't see it, but it's all the way up here, and then the other one's all the way down here.
I say it's appropriate you can't see one of them.
Exactly. The Rock is a mega star. Austin Theory is a good professional wrestler.
It kind of depends on how much The Rock is willing to work and what he's really cleared to do.
No, I'm going to interrupt you. I know about the quality of match. It's called Smoke and Mirrors. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, like, and that's kind of where I was going with it, is like, it all depends on how much The Rock can work, because he was a little stiff tonight.
Winded. He was winded, too.
Yeah, so it's, he needs time to get ready to go. So, with Elimination Chamber being a month, six weeks away, maybe like they could do a tag match with him and they have him there and that sort of tests him, and then you do the singles match in Mania in Philly.
You need a promo from him in Australia if Aussie wants him. You do a promo setting
you
up.
You could also do him in solo as well, but, yeah, but it's,
I don't think you waste his match there.
I think, like I said, it all depends on how much he's willing to work, and it all depends on what he's clear to do, because the other side of this is that there's only so much The Rock will be allowed to do for insurance purposes. So they're going to save that. I can't see them doing it in Elimination Chamber. I can see him showing up and cutting a promo or maybe getting a little physical. That's not a problem. But I feel like the match will be saved for WrestleMania.
It's too big for Elimination Chamber. You could do it there because it's in a stadium. But, okay, you don't, again, and this is another thing. The Rock's last match is not going to take place at 10 a.m. in the morning, East Coast time.
That would be rude. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed because I would be awake and have my coffee, but still.
But that like, if you're going to do The Rock's last match, prime time, worldwide audience. No offense to Australia, but
it holds a shit ton of people more than Philly. Yeah, but it's more visibility thing. The amount of eyes that watch WrestleMania alone, and the amount of eyes that they want to put on WrestleMania, makes more sense. And the fact that you can have The Rock, essentially, The Rock and Roman Reigns closing night two with potentially The Rock's final match, and the only caveat is the title, and if Roman has it, we've talked about this before, he shouldn't, but it could also be the end of a historic title reign.
Or the continuation of a historic title reign.
Or the continuation of a historic title reign, yes. But it's something that The Rock will probably close out if he's at WrestleMania Night 2, where he is that is the last thing you see. He'll get the Taker treatment, essentially, where they let him go out on top.
That's just kind of
that's how it works. For everything that he's done for the company, and then next year when they're in LA, he can headline the Hall of Fame.
They're not in LA next year. No.
No, they were just in LA.
They were just in Hollywood. But he will, in fact, 41. If his final match is WrestleMania, 41 is Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Anyway. Circling all back. It's a cool atmosphere for Australia, but for the worldwide audience that you want to get all the eyeballs live to see, has to be on East Coast, West Coast time, not Australia time. But
yeah,
that's,
I mean,
go on.
It's a discussion for another day, but you can have him show up, but I wouldn't do the match in Australia. I would save it for Mania.
Yeah. So I don't have the time to get into it, because I'll spend all night talking about it, and we'll do that at some point down the road. All right, main event time. It was Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship.
Ooh, this was good.
Great main event to end the show. You had a tease from Damian Priest trying to cash in. That got averted. The final pin on Drew had on Seth, where he got the foot on the rope. I was like, when I watched it, it was like he awkwardly bridged a little bit, and that allowed Seth to get his foot on the rope. I was like, why did he bridge? Oh, that's why, to get the foot on the rope. It was like a really nice finish, or a false finish of the match. The pedigree on the table worked. Drew took his eye off the ball for 1 second, cost him the title. Seth Rollins, still your champion.
Seth retains, Drew gets screwed because of Judgment Day, and move forward from there. So it looks like Drew's partnership with Judgment Day may be at an end. But yeah, it was the way Drew took his eye off the ball, and the fact that Damian Priest came out, teases it, and then Drew just fucking boots him through a wall.
Yeah.
Because he's like, no, this is mine. You can't have this. Wait your goddamn turn. It was so, like, all of this was so, so good. I enjoyed this. It was a great way to close out the show.
Yeah, it was a great way to end the show. I forgot one other thing about Monday Night Raw.
What?
Conveniently, he got overshadowed. Cody Rhodes.
Oh, yeah, Cody was there, too.
Cody was there on the show, too. Just awkwardly how that worked out perfectly. Him and Shinsuke are having a match next week. He thought this would have been over, but Shinsuke, instead of finishing, is going to finish Cody's story, but also close the book on Cody Rhodes.
Mm.
The good super villain video package thing they did with Shinsuke's talkover.
I love those. Again, I'm here for Shinsuke's villain era. I'm just here for it. Let's go.
It was very, very well done. But yeah. Two big title matches, the return of Dwayne The Rock Johnson as he heads to possibly WrestleMania.
This is how you do this.
That's day one.
Day one, but this is how you do teases. This is how you draw people in. This is how you just do a show. This was very, very, very well executed. So bravo to them.
Bravo to them. But that will do it for the Raw Post Show live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Coming up in just a couple minutes will be CB Radio Not So Live Live. So don't go anywhere. Just keep your butts glued. We're not going anywhere. Well, Lindsay's going somewhere. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
She's going to go to chat. We're going to go talk about AEW World's End, and we'll tell you how great Lindsay's predictions were.
Hopefully they weren't great.
I don't know how well you did. We'll talk about it, though, coming up in a few minutes when Brent and Casey join me for CBRO Not So Live Live. But this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the Ramblin' Awards celebrating the best of 2023 on the rack.
That's right. Tune in. We will be handing out our fictitious awards. So tune in. It's the Ramblin's Thursday night. Right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I don't know. I was thinking of handle and rambling at the same time, and that's just what came out.
Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, WTR Fantasy Draft CB Radio edition, the AEW edition on CB Radio, plus the Great and the Great Debate, the Blame Robs of 2023. That's what you got to look forward to on Saturday, which means in a couple minutes when we're done that CB Radio, not to live, we'll tell you who won Fantasy for that version. This Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's the Fantasy Draft on WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Tell you who wins then, because this week's still going on. So we'll give you all the winners then. Brand new draft, Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern, which means Lindsay's there.
Yay!
Anyway, we'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show. CM Punk returns to Monday Night Raw next week. We'll be back 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Chat if you have that Amazon Prime. Link to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Support the channel by clicking that purple rectangular button below the screen. Gifted subs. Regular subs are 25% off. Do the thing. Click the button below and do all the things because reasons. You can use credit code RockerSock or
Lynn's M Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store.
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check out my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward, where we rolled 150 wishes today. So go check out the VOD for that. You can also follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@LynnsWard, and over on TikTok, LynnsWard0.
This has been the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. Coming up next, live, is CB Road Not So Live. Live, talking AEW's World End. But this has been the Raw Post Show. We'll see you next Monday night. Along the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network, streaming live right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.